Recently, the Holy Father went to Warsaw, Poland, and while there, he spoke to the priest. I have taken some excerpts from that talk, which I think are very informational and also very inspiring. He says, "Today I am meeting with you, priest called by Christ, to serve him in the new millennium. You have been chosen from among the people, appointed to act in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. Believe in the power of your priesthood. By virtue of the sacrament, you have received all that you are. When you utter the words, 'I and my, I absolve you, this is my body,' you do it not in your own name, but in the name of Christ, in persona Christi, who wants to use your lips and your hands, your spirit of sacrifice, and your talent. At the moment of your ordination, through the liturgical sign of the imposition of hands, Christ took you under his special protection. You are concealed under his hands and in his heart. Immerse yourself in his love and give him your love. When your hands were anointed with oil, the sign of the Holy Spirit, they were destined to serve the Lord as his own hands in today's world. They can no longer serve selfish purposes, but must continue in the world the witness of his love. The faithful expect only one thing from priests, that they be specialists in promoting the encounter between man and God. The priest is not asked to be an expert in economic construction or politics. He is expected to be an expert in the spiritual life. With this end in view, when a young priest takes his first steps, he needs to be able to refer to an experienced teacher who will help him not to lose his way among the many ideas put forward by the culture of the moment. In the face of the temptations of relativism or the pessimistic society, there is absolutely no need for the priest to know all the latest changing currents of thought. What the faithful expect from him is that he be a witness to the eternal wisdom contained in the revealed word. Solicitude for the quality of personal prayer and for good theological formation bear fruit in life. Living under the influence of totalitarianism may have given rise to an unconscious tendency to hide under an external mask, and in consequence, to become somewhat hypocritical. Clearly, this does not promote authentic fraternal relations and may lead to an exaggerated concentration on oneself. In reality, we grow in effective maturity when our hearts adhere to God. Christ needs priests who are mature, virile, capable of cultivating an authentic spiritual paternity. For this to happen, priests need to be honest with themselves, open with their spiritual director, and trusting in divine mercy. Stand firm in faith. To you too, I entrust this model of my pilgrimage. Be authentic in your life and your ministry." I may just comment on this. The word authentic comes from the word auto in Greek. It means self. Be yourself. Be down to earth, again, is what the Pope is trying to get across to us. Gazing upon Christ, live a modest life in solidarity with the faithful to whom you have been sent. Serve everyone. Be accessible in the parishes and in the confessionals. Accompany the new movements and associations. Support families. Do not forget the link with your young people. Remember the poor and the abandoned. If you live by faith, the Holy Spirit will suggest to you what you must say and how you must serve. You will always be able to count on the help of her who goes before the church in faith. I exhort you to call upon her always in words that you know well. We are close to you. We remember, we watch. My blessings upon all of you. I hope that this has provided some inspiration from Pope Benedict on our priesthood. God bless you.